close your eyes and watch your breath. Try to stay with your breath all the way in, all the way out. If your attention leaves the breath, just bring it right back. Tell yourself you're developing good qualities in the mind by bringing the mind and the body together. You're developing mindfulness, the ability to keep something in mind. Alertness, the ability to watch what you're doing. And then ardency, when you're doing something, you want to do it well. In this case, we're trying to keeping the mind with the breath as continually as possible, so the mind and the body don't go their separate ways. They usually don't spend much time together. The mind is off thinking about all kinds of other things, leaves the body alone. It's like the owner of a house going off on vacation for a long period of time. Nobody's looking after the house. The pipes break. Mold develops. Animals move in. Strange people move in. In other words, where you're not paying attention to the body, all kinds of things can come into the subconscious part of your mind. And the body itself doesn't function very well. It's when you pay careful attention to how the breath energy is flowing in the body, then the body functions better. Both sides benefit. It's like the owner of the house staying at home. Now we've got the protection of the house, and the house has the protection of its owner being right there. This principle of staying together and being in harmony together is really important. Because both on the inside and the outside level, harmony is what leads to strength. The body's together with the mind's together with the body. They strengthen each other. The problem is we're out of harmony. Even the mind itself is out of harmony with itself. Some of its desires pull in one direction, some pull in another direction. It's like you have a whole corporation in there, all kinds of people with lots of different ideas. And if they're not working together, if they're working at cross purposes, the corporation is going to go bankrupt. The same with the body and the mind. And the same with people and people you live with. If you are not in harmony with one another, the strength that you would develop by working together just gets scattered. You can think of it as being like thread. You take a couple of canvas threads and you can't do much with them, but if you weave the canvas threads into a big piece of canvas, then you can lift heavy loads with it. In the same way as we live together, but we're not working together, we don't act in harmony. There's not that much we can do, and not much we can succeed at. So keep this principle in mind. When things work together, then everybody gets strengthened. And when you're working together, you have to realize that not everybody is going to be equal. As John Lee used to like to say, so look at your hands, not even your fingers are equal, and yet they can work together. In the same way, our opinions are not equal, our abilities are not equal, but we have to learn how to forgive one another for our inequalities and learn how to make the most of them so we can work together. Again, all your fingers, each finger alone can't lift that much, but the whole hand can lift much more if all the fingers are working together. So start with this principle of harmony inside, the principle of the mind in harmony with itself and the mind in harmony with the body, and then spread it outside. And you'd be surprised at the things you can accomplish.